Welcome back. You are tuning into Traders Nation. Thanks for staying with us. I'm pleased to have with us again Kristen Elder. He's Senior Analyst of Energy and Capital. Of course, Chris, welcome to Traders Nation. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. Chris, what's going on here with fuel and oil? And we recently hit $79 a barrel this week. What's the news? What's the latest?
Well, it's not a surprising situation. It's supply and demand. You know, it's very simple. We had refinery utilization up to the highest point it's been in about a year.
Yeah.
So that naturally caused a drawdown in crude supplies and a build in gasoline and other refined products. But the drawdown in crude supplies caused traders to bid up the futures contract for oil. However, I just really think that these are still very short term signals to be trading on, and the big picture remains tight supply and demand globally, and the impending long term shortage of oil represented by peak oil.
Right. Now, I can't help but wonder: is part of the solution really is it to build more refineries? Are we even thinking about building more for refineries? Is there any of them being in process?
I believe there is a new refinery being planned in the U.S.
Yeah.
But most of the increased refinery capacity in the U.S. is coming from expansion of existing refineries,
right?
Which has been significant over the last several years. But globally, building refining capacity is mainly happening in places where they're producing the oil and exporting it.
Right.
So the Middle East and Russia and Venezuela and so on are all looking at building their refineries.
Right. All right. So really, this is just not the United States. This is a global situation we have with oil, gas.
Very much a global situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now, we have been experiencing, actually, at the pump, some dropping in gasoline prices. Why is that? We got price per barrel of oil going up, gasoline at prices in some areas going down. Isn't that kind of strange?
Well,
you think, right?
Well, these kinds of mysteries are what we play with all day long,
Chris,
in the energy world.
It's defying the laws of gravity. It really is,
yeah.
Isn't it? You know, but it's got me scratching my head. What about you?
Well, the price of gasoline is a very complicated thing. How we arrive at it, when it finally gets to your pump. And that's a complex calculus involving not just the price of crude,
right,
and stocks of crude and refined products like gasoline, but also what the near future looks like and how distributors are playing it and everything. So
sure.
So it all tends to look forward a little bit.
All right.
So yeah.
All right.
So essentially, gasoline prices are a little bit lower now because the market is looking forward and saying, we think refinery utilization is going to stay high. We think we're going to have ample supplies of crude.
Right.
And so there's no need to worry too much about it. Some of that fear premium comes off, and we wind up with slightly lower gasoline prices.
All right. We got 30 seconds. Yes or no? You think $100 a barrel is out of the question, or you think we'll hit it?
I think it's very, very possible we'll hit it. To me, that all hinges on whether or not we have some active hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico this
sure.
year.
All right, Chris Nelder, where can we find you at? What's the website?
Energyandcapital.com.
Energyandcapital.com. How easy is that? Energy and capital, and it's spelled out, right?
That's right.
All right, energyandcapital.com. Head on over there today. Chris Nelder, thanks for being with us here today on Traders Nation. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All right, Chris Nelder, Energy Capital. Get on over there today. Up next, more stocks, your calls. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.